Texas College of Mines and Metallurgy, where I first started school. See, I graduated in high school in 1940.
Uh-huh.
And so I'd had pushing 2 years of college by the time the war started.
That high school was, what high school did you go to?
El Paso High.
Okay.
So anyway, I jumped at the chance. And so they sent me and several of my friends to directly to primary. And we started flying the biplanes, the old open cockpit planes. And that's what we took our first training in. And we had all our aerobatics and everything. Had to learn to roll and loop all of the things that were considered essential in dogfighting and this, that, and the other. And so anyway, from there, I was transferred to Pensacola. And there I started my final training in what they call the, well, the Army called it the AT-6. The Navy called it the SNJ, which is a beautiful little two-place plane with a sliding canopy, and it mm-hmm. looked just like a fighter plane.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what we took our semi-final training in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when I got through with that, they assigned me to the PBY, which is a amphibious airplane.
Mm-hmm.
It they you know, land, water, or land,
mm-hmm.
and so I loved that airplane.
I bet.
It was just great. Well, being an old, the reason I joined the Navy in the first place, because I'd been a landlubber all my life, and so I just thoroughly enjoyed the idea, because you had to have a certain amount of seamanship to go handle these things in the water,
mm-hmm.
use what they call sea anchors to get drag on one side, something
oh,
like that.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, by the time I was graduated, got my wings, and the war was over. So, as I had said many times, I said, well, I was there for them, and they didn't use me the way that I was supposed to be. Well, that wasn't my fault, but I really
did. You lucked out.
So I really did, because I sure did want to get those wings. And the fact that I never had a, but we, you know, we used to do patrols out over the Atlantic and everything like that,
uh-huh.
and training. But never got to sink a submarine or anything. Because, you know, the submarines were prowling off the East Coast, you know.
Oh,
and they used to sink
uh-huh.
all of these merchant ships and everything like
uh-huh.
that. So they used to have PBYs that escorted all these things. Now, I wasn't in the escort deal either, because I wasn't through training. But they would have depth bombs
mm-hmm.
attached to their wings.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it was just the idea, it was a deterrent
yeah.
to the U-boat.
Yeah.
And
so you just got out of the Navy when the war ended, I guess. Huh?
Yes.
And then did you continue to fly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I, after the war, well, of course, every time a plane would go over, I was like this, you know, just watching every airplane. And so, anyway, of course, too, having been a Navy pilot, well, I was fair bait for all of the aviation salespeople.
Uh-huh.
And so they used to call me up and invite me out to take a test drive, flight in this plane and that plane, so I got to fly a lot of different airplanes. But it didn't turn me on much until they, so one guy that I'd flown with quite a bit, he said, how would you and Irene like to go to the football game over in University of Arizona?
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, Arizona State.
Oh.
And Tempe.
Yeah.
I said, well, what's the deal? He said, if you'll